Okay, question for you. Have any of you ever been fishing? You've been fishing? Okay. Where did you go fishing? You too, huh? I'm sorry? In Washington? Was that when you were up Alaska or something, like that way? Visiting your cousins, okay. Is that where you went fishing too? What did you use to catch the fish? What did you use to try to catch the fish? Okay, you used a fishing rod. Have you ever seen anybody fish with a net? And I don't mean a net like in an aquarium to get out the goldfish before you clean the bowl. I mean like a big round. You have seen people fishing with nets? Huh? On ships, yeah. Yeah, because they'll lower them with some machinery. But lots of times when people don't have the machinery, they use the nets and they throw them out into the water. In our gospel story today, Jesus is talking about, he's talking to fishermen who go out with their boats and they drop the nets. And he's talking about how instead of fishing for fish, if they follow him, he will have them catching people. What do you think he means by that? What does it mean to catch people? Yeah, Dvechi? Helping to get people to believe in God. Wow, that is exactly right. Exactly right. Lots of times when we hear catching people, maybe we think of like the police or something like that, or somebody running and or on a football field running and catching whoever's got the ball. But when the word that Jesus uses that we hear catch people actually means rescue. And we rescue people by telling them about Jesus. That is exactly right. You got that's my whole children's sermon right there. We are called to rescue people in Jesus' name by telling them about Jesus. And how can we show them about Jesus? Not just tell them, but show them. What are some of the things you can do to show Jesus' love? Yeah, Uza. Go to church, yeah. Help them go to church. But even if you're just in school, how can you show someone that you know that Jesus loves them and you want them to know that too? What's the first thing you can do to make somebody feel good? Smile. Say hello. Be kind to them. Because you know that Jesus loves them and Jesus loves you, and you can show that love by being kind to people. So Jesus tells us that if we follow him, we will be rescuing people from sadness and rescuing people from not knowing that God loves them. So that's up to us. Yeah? Because they might not know it. They might, maybe nobody else has ever told them. They might not hear that anyplace else. There's a man who was preaching one time, and he was preaching to a bunch of college students, and he looked around at each of the people, and he pointed to them, and he would say, "You are the only Jesus someone will know." It's just possible that that one person that you tell them, that you show that Jesus loves them, they might not ever have heard that from anybody else. You might be the only way they get to know Jesus. Through your life and how you treat them might be the only Jesus they see. So that's why it's really important that we model Jesus, is because we might be the only Jesus that somebody sees. Pretty important. Kind of heavy duty. But the good news is God helps us do it. So let's say a prayer. Put hands in. Gracious and loving God, help us remember that in our lives and through what we do and through what we say, we might be the only Jesus people see. But if they see us, help us to catch them for your love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, off to Sunday school. Thank you so much.